Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 6, Gaining God to be Transformed by God for the Purpose of God. Tuesday, Related Verses. John 1, verse 14, And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45b, The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Romans 8, 29, Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Acts 13, verse 33, that God has fully fulfilled his promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Acts 2, verse 36, Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified. Acts 5, verse 31, This one God has exalted to his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Suggested reading. We want to see the most marvelous, excellent, mysterious, and all-inclusive transformations of the eternal and triune God in his becoming a man. God is complete, perfect, and unchanging, but he has had many transformations. In my youth, I was taught that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But after I got into the intrinsic depths of the scriptures, I found out that merely to say this is not adequate in the interpretation of the deep mysteries concerning Christ, because the Bible shows that God has been transformed. God became a man. Is this not a transformation? The triune God became a God-man, bringing divinity into humanity and mingling divinity with humanity as a prototype for the mass reproduction of many God-men. He became the embodiment of the triune God, bringing God to man and making God contactable, touchable, receivable, experienceable, enterable, and enjoyable. He could not have lived a human life unless he had been transformed into a man. He lived a human life, yet he lived not by his human life, but by his divine life to express the divine attributes in his human virtues. Such a living is the model of the human living of his mass reproduction of the many God-men. His death was not merely the all-inclusive death. It was the all-problems-solving death. To accomplish such a death, he became the flesh of sin, but only in its likeness. He had the likeness of the flesh of sin, but within him there is no sin. It was by this that he was made sin, and condemned sin in the flesh. We need to pay our full attention to this. He was God. First, he became a man. Second, he became the embodiment of God, which was the real tabernacle. Then he became the Lamb. In his becoming a man, he also became a serpent, only in its likeness as the bronze serpent. By becoming a serpent, he destroyed the devil, the ancient serpent, who has the might of death, and he judged the world, which is the system invented by the satanic systematization, the cosmos of the devil, its ruler. As the last Adam, he ended the old man. As the end of the old man, he crucified the old man and terminated the old creation. The old man is the representative, the center of the old creation. So by destroying the old man, he terminated the old creation. In his all-conquering resurrection, he accomplished three main things. First, he uplifted his humanity for him to be begotten of God as God's firstborn son. Second, he became the many sons of God as his many brothers. He was born to be the firstborn son, and he became the many sons of God. In the new man, Christ is all the members and in all the members. We became Christ in his resurrection. Third, Christ, as the last Adam, became the life-giving spirit, the pneumatic Christ, the all-inclusive compounded spirit, as the consummation of the processed and consummated triune God.